How Latino Artists Are Rebalancing LA's Art Equation. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Looking back on a hyperactive 2017, there's a single overriding theme: Getty's Initiative Pacific Standard Time, Los Angeles, Latin America. As it continues into 2018, the series of exhibitions that began last summer has been enlightening, exciting, and energizing. At least that's the view of KCRW's art critic, Hunter Drohojewska Phelp. She's here now with this week's Art Talk. Hey, Hunter.
Hey, Eric.
So you say that the Getty's Pacific Standard Time LA shows have been the biggest part of this year in the city. Why exactly?
Well, if you remember, there are some 70 exhibitions that were funded by the Getty Foundation. So this has really enabled a lot of small and large institutions to show Latin American artists, Latino artists. It's really brought an element of diversity to the scene that is really refreshing and certainly enlightening. We see work by people we've never heard of, and we also see well-established artists represented in a different way. You know, really, the PST LA really started at LACMA with a show called At Home, and that really set the standard. It was a very successful exhibition looking at the idea of cultural origins, of family, of neighborhoods, and with all Latino and Latin American artists. And really, there was never really a dull moment after that. And then very recently, Mexican painting in the 18th century opened at LACMA, and that continues for another few months.
So with all this, how does this have anything to do with the Getty?
Well, you know, the Getty Museum is separate from the Foundation, and they've had their own series of exhibitions. And the most successful one, really, the most dramatic one anyway, is Golden Kingdoms, with all of these luxury objects from what is now Central and South America, made of gold, jade, feathered. These are thousands of years old and made with such painstaking care and detail that they really reveal the sophistication of cultures who are not probably familiar to every single person listening to this show. They certainly weren't to me.
This is considered a sort of golden time for art here in LA. Are we seeing more art organizations or more installations, for example?
Absolutely. Well, for one thing, some of the institutions have been a little bit reborn. I mean, the California African American Museum, for instance, has a new deputy director, Naima Keith. And right now they have a show called Black Radical Women that's very successful, along with the work of Gary Simmons. The Institute of Contemporary Art opened very close to Skid Row in downtown LA. It used to be the Santa Monica Museum of Art. It's been reconstituted with its own new curator, and they have a show of outsider art by the late Martin Ramirez. These drawings are absolutely thrilling. And the Marciano Foundation in the Mid-Wilshire District, where they've taken over the old Scottish Rite Temple and installed an absolutely extraordinary show by Jim Shaw, which was well chosen not only because he's an amazing artist, but also because he actually collects paraphernalia from the Masons. And the Masons were, of course, the ones who had the Scottish Rite Temple before it was taken over. So it's a relationship between what existed before and the contemporary life we have today.
What about the more established places to see art in L.A.? How has Pacific Standard Time affected them?
Well, it's been a very ambitious year. I mean, I've been very busy. There was a show by the great minimalist Carl Andre at MoCA that was spectacular. There was a show by Marisa Merz, an Italian woman, first big survey of her work at the Hammer that was gorgeous. And then another thing that happened that was sort of interesting is that the Coachella Valley has kind of exploded as an art destination, including a biennial called Desert X, which featured this great mirrored house by Doug Aiken. And right now, PST, their PST show is devoted to kinesthesia, art from Latin America that involves movement. And that continues to be on view at the Palm Springs Art Museum.
Well, sounds like a lot to see as we move into the new year. For more on what to look forward to next year with Pacific Standard Time LA, tune in next week for Hunter Drohojewska Phelp and Art Talk. Hunter, thanks for coming by and happy holidays.
And to you, Eric. Happy New Year.